Join Alaska Public Media for its next Community Advisory Board meeting, including a discussion of the technological operations and facilities at the Elmo Sackett Broadcast Center with Alaska Public Media's Chief Technology Officer as your guide. The next meeting is in person only here at the station Wednesday, February 11th at 6 p.m. Email cab@alaskapublic.org for more information. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, the price of Alaska North Slope crude slightly rose from $67.06 per barrel to $67.77 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $62.39 per barrel to $63.21 per barrel. Alaska's state government remains in search of a solution to its long-running budget problems. The problem is simple. The state spends more than it takes in. The solution? Well, not so simple. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports.
If you ask Governor Mike Dunleavy, a lot of the state's problems come back to the budget process. Every year, lawmakers gather in Juneau for 4 months and spend much of that time debating how the state should spread around its limited funds. How much for education, how much for public safety, and for the last decade or so, how much the permanent fund dividend should be. Meanwhile, much of the state's revenue depends on the constantly swinging price of oil. Dunleavy says investors who might otherwise bring jobs and new residents to the state have noticed.
This volatile budgetary process has negatively impacted our ability to recruit investment to the state. It has retarded our GDP growth. It has caused deep fractures within this body and within other relationships. And it leads to uncertainty in funding for critical programs.
He said that in his State of the State speech, days before filing a series of bills outlining a fiscal plan that he says would make the budget more stable by boosting revenue and cutting expenses. Most of the money it would raise would come from a sales tax, 4% in the summer, 2% in the winter. The plan would also hike oil taxes and capture more money from outside businesses. It would all be temporary, 5 to 7 years, and at the end, corporate income taxes would vanish entirely. On the expense side, it would put a 1% cap on state spending growth every year. That is not adjusted for inflation, so if inflation runs more than 1%, state spending shrinks. And it would also take the permanent fund dividend out of the state's annual budget debates by putting it and a new formula into the state constitution. Plug that into the state budget and, well...
At no point do any of these things add up to get to a balanced budget.
Neil Steininger crunched the numbers for the Alaska Political Report, an insidery subscription newsletter. It probably helps that he's a former budget director for Dunleavy. Steininger says, for one thing, Dunleavy's plan would fully drain the state's $3 billion rainy day fund by 2033 or 2034, not exactly resolving the state's budget issues. But for another thing, Steininger says the effect of the changes would ultimately make the state's revenue just as volatile, if not more, exactly what Dunleavy is trying to avoid. As a result of Dunleavy's proposed formula for dividends, which would take half of the state's annual draw from the permanent fund and split it 50-50 between state services and dividends. Steininger says the fact that so much reliable, stable investment revenue would be tied to dividends would make the state more dependent on the price of oil.
That's a position we've been in already. You know, that's actually nothing new. It's just really cementing that into the Constitution.
The governor has repeatedly declined interviews on his plans, but his projections are substantially rosier. They show a slight surplus in the early 2030s before returning to large deficits. But the governor's office still projects the plan would draw down half of the rainy day fund over 10 years. Dunleavy says revenue from things like a boom in oil drilling or a new gas pipeline would help the budget balance in the long term. But Steininger says those don't show up in state economists' projections. And so far, the plan has landed in Juneau with a thud. Speaker of the House Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham independent, says he's not optimistic about its chances.
Back of the envelope would suggest that the governor's plan in its totality would actually increase our problem. It would not lessen it.
Even Dunleavy's traditional allies are skeptical. The Republican House Minority Leader called his plan incomplete. But where does that leave state leaders' search for a solution? Edgeman and his Senate counterpart say they're intrigued by what they recently heard from a panel of University of Alaska Anchorage economists. They studied a wide variety of options at the request of the governor. Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, says he was interested in the economists' conclusion that raising taxes on corporations and oil and gas would have the smallest impact on the state's economy.
The impact on people, it's much more stressful on folks to have a sales tax or an income tax, easier to accumulate a little higher tax on the industry.
But in the last year of Dunleavy's term, Stephen says it might be too late for this governor to solve the problem. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
The House Finance Committee is taking public testimony on Dunleavy's tax bill at 5:30 p.m. tonight. There's more information at akleg.gov. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.